The House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi came to the House floor on Tuesday to call for the special secret session.
Secret session on the reported intelligence assessment that the war in Iraq is hindering our global efforts against terrorism.
The clerk will report the motion.
Pursuant to Clause 9 of Rule 17 of the Rules of the House of Representatives, Ms. Pelosi moves that the House be cleared of all persons except the members, delegates, resident commissioner, and officers of the House to consider communications which she believes should be kept secret for the present.
The move underscores the heated political atmosphere in which the National Intelligence Estimate document emerged, first in a report by the New York Times, days before lawmakers adjourned to prepare for midterm elections. Republicans accused Democrats of playing politics with national security by highlighting limited portions of the intelligence report. In announcing declassification of the report's key conclusions, President Bush asserted that those who leaked it did so for political purposes. The Democratic maneuver was voted down by the Republican-controlled House 217 to 171. Shortly after the vote, Republican House Speaker Dennis Hastert came to the microphone and expressed his support for making key parts of the document public.
You know, people leaked information out. So you had folks, instead of hearing the improper or the leaked information, ought to see the whole truth.
Appearing at the same podium just seconds later, Democrat Congressman Ike Skelton said the report is proof that Bush administration strategies in Iraq exacerbated the threat of terrorism and weakened the U.S. military.
The question before us, are we safer for our efforts in Iraq? We are not.
The Director of National Intelligence, John Negroponte, has denied the intelligence report findings show the Iraq war increased terrorist threats, saying the document was a broad assessment of global threats. But Democrats such as Congresswoman Jane Harman point to a sentence in a Negroponte speech on Monday as supporting what they and other critics have been saying about administration policy.
Director of National Intelligence John Negroponte said in a speech last night, quote, "The Iraq jihad is shaping a new generation of terrorist leaders and operatives," unquote. This is an acknowledgement that the Iraq war, contrary to the president's assertions, has failed to make us safer.
The Democrats did not mention, however, another part of Negroponte's speech in which he said the failure of jihadists in Iraq, or a perception of their failure, would mean fewer fighters being recruited, underscoring the importance of the outcome there. With midterm elections coming in November, Republicans are urging Americans not to jump to conclusions based on portions of the intelligence report known so far. However, Democrats are seeking full declassification of the report, saying voters deserve to see it in its entirety so they can make judgments about U.S. efforts in Iraq. Dan Robinson, VOA News, Capitol Hill.